point of our Gas and Coal Watch initiative was really to highlight the problems with gas and coal-fired generators and how they often fail to cope with the heat. And the whole point of them is to make steam to turn turbines to generate electricity. And unfortunately, we try and do that the most on the hottest days. And because there's so much heat involved, aging gas and coal-fired power stations often fail. And when they fail, it's not like the sun going down or the wind stopping blowing, which is relatively predictable. It tends to happen immediately. And so in the case of Liddell, three times over summer, one of its units failed, and suddenly we had 500 megawatts less electricity in the system, which is really quite a lot.
The plans for AGL to close Liddell in 2022 have been condemned by the federal government, who maintains that the closure of the power plant would create a shortfall in reliable energy. How do you see this claim by the government?
I see what's going on as really weird intra-party politics within the coalition. The Australian Energy Market Operator has made it pretty clear that they're not concerned about a shortfall in electricity generation capacity in 2022. And what's really the problem is interventions in the market by the government, who are making it more uncertain for people to build more electricity generation, particularly renewable energy, because it's so uncertain what the policy is going to be, and are you going to be the next AGL, the next big company to be publicly attacked by the government? It's really quite extraordinary, and I think it's an awful lot more about the battles between Malcolm Turnbull and Tony Abbott and his fellow travellers than it is about any interests of Australian energy consumers, shareholders, or anybody else.
We're speaking with Rod Campbell from Canberra-based think tank the Australia Institute about their recent research into gas and coal-fired power stations. Now, on the government, a group of coalition MPs calling themselves the Monash Forum have been circulating a letter calling on the government to consider building a new coal-fired power station. Now, I think it's pretty clear, but what do you make of this proposal?
So as we were just talking, it's entirely uncontroversial that a new coal-fired power station is vastly more expensive per megawatt hour of electricity produced than investing in renewable energy. And so I find the idea that an apparently pro-business, pro-market, good economic managing government would even have any kind of backbencher or anyone even considering such a prospect if it wasn't for purposes of intra-party politics.
Is there any conceivable reason you can think of with your understanding of the topic that this would be a reasonable proposal?
Absolutely none. There is not a single investor in Australia that I've heard of who has the remotest interest in building new coal-fired power generation, at least not without huge subsidies from the government. Certainly from a financial perspective, I think most bankers and finance types are aghast at the suggestion, and it's really all about politics and not about economics at all.
And what do you think is needed for the current government to take the research seriously and commit to a renewable energy program?
You'd probably need resignations from most of the members of the Monash Forum, I think.
But just
one point I wanted to touch on while we've still got time, or a couple of points. A couple of things that nobody seems to be talking about is is who is it that is potentially looking at taking over Liddell? And it's a company called Alinta. And, you know, you can, if you listen to the radio all day, I'm sure you'll hear some people saying, oh, this is great, it'll bring more competition into the market. And the idea that Alinta are somehow the great promoter competition or the saviours for consumers, I find utterly bizarre. And this is a company with a 10-year track record of corporate governance shenanigans aimed generally at enriching its management and having absolutely nothing to do with consumers. This is a company that itself tried to aggressively take over AGL in the mid-noughties with complete disregard for its own shareholders or the market and competition, and ended up in a big, you know, war with AGL and the ACCC in about 2006. A year later, you had the astonishing scene of Alinta's management trying to buy, Alinta's management and bank, Macquarie Bank, trying to buy shareholders out of the company. So the management trying to personally buy the company. So these were people who were meant to be running the company in the interests of shareholders who suddenly decided they'd actually quite like to buy it for themselves. And the list goes on in terms of, yeah, corporate shenanigans that Alinta have been involved in. And so to suddenly find them being touted as great promoters of competition and the friend of Australian energy consumers, I find utterly bizarre.